This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The U.S. economic growth cooled slightly to 2.9% annual rate in the fourth quarter, ending a year of high inflation and rising interest rates. Despite signs of resilience, economists at the Wall Street Journal remain concerned about the possibility of a recession. An asteroid the size of a delivery truck will whiz past the Earth on Thursday night, one of the closest such encounters ever recorded. NASA insists it will be a near miss with no chance of the asteroid hitting Earth. NASA said Wednesday that this newly discovered asteroid will zoom 2,200 miles above the southern tip of South America. That's 10 times closer than a portion of communication satellites circling overhead. Facebook and Instagram are reinstating a former world leader that they suspended in 2021.
You're going to be able to, once again, like what former President Trump has to say, or give him the thumbs down. The former president having his Facebook and Instagram accounts reinstated. Meta, the owner of both social media sites, announced on Wednesday that Trump's accounts will be made active again in the coming weeks. But the company promised they now have safeguards in place to prevent repeat offenses. Trump was suspended from both accounts in 2021 after calling January 6th rioters great patriots. I'm John Schaefer.
Ukraine's allies have provided thousands of armored vehicles, artillery pieces, aircraft, and other weapon systems to help the country fight back against Russia's invasion. But requests for top-of-the-line NATO-standard battle tanks, above all, have been denied until now. The German-made Leopard and U.S. Abrams will soon be on their way to the battleground created by Russia's invasion of its neighbor. President Biden on Wednesday.
Today, I'm announcing that the United States will be sending 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, the equivalent of one Ukrainian battalion.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. This is USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Wednesday applauded House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's decision to boot Representative Adam Schiff off the House Intelligence Committee. The California Democrat is accused of leaking classified information to the media when he was on the panel. Pompeo is quoted as saying, "Adam Schiff lied to the American people, and during my time as CIA Director and Secretary of State, I know that he leaked classified information that had been provided to him," end quote. Schiff claims this is a political stunt.
The cardinal sin appears to be that I led the impeachment of his master in Mar-a-Lago.
Vice President Kamala Harris was in California Wednesday to push gun control after a pair of mass shootings by senior citizens.
On Wednesday, Harris visited Monterey Park, California, where 11 people were killed last weekend. She expressed her condolences and prayers and told people they must also demand accountability from those in the government to make changes.
We also need Congress to act, get at least one step closer to what is right and what is reasonable, understanding that to do so is to fully support the Second Amendment.
Just 2 days after the Monterey Park shooting, another California shooting took the lives of seven others outside San Francisco. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Two games Sunday in the National Football League will determine this year's Super Bowl combatants. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, the first thing America has to do is go search its garages. You know, maybe their storage spaces, see if somehow they ended up with some classified documents. I mean, you know, what is going on here? You know, Gary Bauer says maybe we need to consider, you know, this whole idea of, you know, of classified documents. The National Archives, you know, they've been, you know, brought to the limelight of all this, and especially what they did, you know, at Mar-a-Lago. Of course, the latest reveal is, you know, Mike Pence. I think they've continued to still find some classified documents in Joe Biden's cubby or wherever. I mean, it's unbelievable. But the fact is that, as being reported here, that ever since even at least Jimmy Carter, there's been disputes with the National Archives over certain documents in their position, in their possession. And so there's really nothing new. Donald Trump, to his credit, did come to the defense of you know, Mike Pence, saying, look, just leave him alone. He's an innocent man. He never did anything knowingly dishonest in his life. You know, so maybe that relationship is being healed as a result of that support and that statement. But, you know, here you got four cases of prominent people accused of mishandling classified documents. Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Mike Pence, and, hey, let's not forget about Hillary Clinton, right? Well, Megan Barth is with us, the owner and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Good. You got any documents?
Well, no, I don't, but they seem to be ready and free and available to basically anybody who wants them. This is really concerning, mm-hmm. and it's obviously a bipartisan concern that we just have documents flying all over the place. I mean, in Donald Trump's case, he had the authority to declassify documents, and so, you know, we can put that aside, but Mike Pence, I don't know much about that case. It's been dripping out, so I'm going to defer from really commenting mm-hmm. too much on that. But when it comes to Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, I've said on your show before that the behavior that Hunter Biden engages in personally and then publicly, because he filmed most of his escapades that showed him doing a variety of drugs and crack and sleeping with what's the word? Nightwalkers, I guess, to be kind.
Women of the evening, or something. Ladies of the evening, I think.
Yes, women of the evening. And then, of course, all of the ties between the Biden family and the communist Chinese government, as well as Ukraine. I have said time and time again that, you know, Hunter Biden's laptop was actually one of the biggest bombs ever to drop on the mainstream media's lap, and they did everything in their power to cover it up in order to mm-hmm. get Joe Biden elected. Now, after Joe Biden was elected, they're finally coming around and saying, oh, I guess the laptop wasn't Russian disinformation. Well, it wasn't Russian disinformation before the election. And now that you've actually realized that, it's your duty to cover. And Wolf Blitzer didn't even cover the classified documents, the additional six, I believe, that was found in Joe Biden's, I don't know if it was his garage or in his Corvette or maybe it was in his garden. I'm not really sure. It took him 54 minutes in his hour-long show to even mention it. The Democrats act as careless with the truth and with classified documents as the press. And that's because the press is an extension of the Democratic Party.
Clearly. Yes, exactly right. You know, the thing is, it's so rich here because here the Democrats were absolutely convinced that Donald Trump was a tool of Russia, even based. I mean, they had to know. I mean, the FBI knew. Everybody in D.C. had to know that the information that was put forth from the Hillary Clinton campaign, I'm talking about the dossier, was bogus. But yet they had to extend the lie to such a degree that they wasted $70 million of the people's money. And the people, we don't get any relief from that. It's just wasted money to chase down this windmill accusing Donald Trump. And, of course, you know, here you got Adam Schiff and Swalwell and the rest of the gang of the Democratic Party, you know, telling everybody, oh, they got the goods. They know that Donald Trump's going to be perp walk. Well, no wonder, you know, thank God McCarthy said, no, you're not going to be on the Intelligence Committee. You have violated the trust and confidence of the American people by lying to them, and you know, shame on you. You have no credibility, and there's no reason. If anything, there's reason to keep you off because you violated, you know, the principles of this very cherished insider information. You're part of the Gang of Eight that gets, you get intel that the rest of Congress does not get, and you're spewing out a narrative suggesting that you've seen the evidence that in fact Donald Trump is wrong. And then, of course, then you got the other knucklehead who's literally sleeping with the enemy. And somehow that's okay. And Nancy Pelosi just, you know, just, oh, nothing's happening here. Let's just go. I mean, this is the kind of leadership that the American people have been subjected to. And now Kevin McCarthy is, you know, riding the ship, you know, so to speak, especially when it comes to the Intelligence Committee. So I say God bless him for doing that.
Well, what should happen to Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell at the very minimum is they should be stripped of their security clearances and investigated themselves. I have to assume that if Joe Biden and Hunter Biden had access to classified information and mishandled classified information, they did the same. I would love to see what's on Adam Schiff's hard drive. I'm sure it goes way beyond simple compromised classified information. We know who he hung around with in Hollywood, Ed Buck, which was one of the largest Democratic donors, who was found with young male black prostitutes that were ODing at his apartment in Hollywood. I don't have friends like that, do you?
I don't want.
I think that the what you had mentioned regarding the $70 million of wasted money, the Democrats didn't see that as a waste of money. They saw that as a down payment on the presidency. $70 million to buy the presidency is pretty cheap in today's dollars. And that's exactly why they crafted the lie that Donald Trump was a Russian agent, because it was one of the worst PR campaigns that Donald Trump had to fight against. It poisoned the minds of the American people against Donald Trump, at least a significant portion of them. It ran headlines that they basically got free marketing for a PR campaign from all of their patsies in the press. And they destroyed really any reputation that Donald Trump was trying to uphold, as well as they got in the way of the business of the American people. And they did that with intention.
Exactly.
They did that on purpose. And that was the coup. January 6th wasn't a coup. What the Democrats did to Donald Trump by implementing Joe Biden was the greatest coup ever pulled in this country.
Yeah, without a doubt. To the injury of the American people. I mean, here we were winning, we were energy independent. The economy was robust, Middle East peace getting ready to break out, our border secured, and somehow, I don't know, 80 million people, 80 million voters decided that, winning was something that was undeserved and that we needed to suffer under Joe Biden. We've got more from Megan. Stay with us.
Extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are bearded men all over the world, but there's a distinction between many of those bearded men and the ones participating in the Tide Ministry's Year Beard Challenge. That distinction is in the heart. Christian men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start a conversation, opening the door to share about your own faith in Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. Our goal is to see many more hearts changed through an encounter with Jesus, and the sponsorship raised by the Tide Yearbeard Men makes it possible for more people to have their hearts transformed as they hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn how you or someone you know can use their beard to make an eternal impact by helping to share the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Fresh and independent. 10 is just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Hey, by the way, thank you so much for all your donations. And we just got to keep those cards and letters coming in. Go to our website, BillMartinezShow.com. Hit the donate button. Great news, by the way, if you didn't hear it. We are now under a 501c3 umbrella, which makes your donation tax deductible. And have at it. A one-time donation, a monthly. However you can participate in this good fight that we are in. We need your help. Obviously, you've seen what's happened over the years, how people are being compelled, conservatives are being compelled and pushed out of the marketplace, but we refuse to leave. We continue to fight the good fight of faith and to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, and we appreciate your partnership to that end. We need your help to make that happen because the cancel culture has been doing everything they can to not only invalidate us, but to put pressure on our advertisers to say that, look, you can't advertise any longer on Bill Martinez, that you need to put your money elsewhere and make sure you put it in these other interests, these other parties and entities of interest that serve our agenda, not truth and freedom, and certainly not the Constitution. That's the fight we're in. So BillMartinezShow.com, thank you for your generous donations and your help to keep America free. Megan Barth is with us, speaking of which, the pursuer of the truth, and one just as vested to keep this country free. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, also editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, and she's a very busy woman, aren't you?
Yeah, it's been super busy. The Nevada Globe keeps me very busy. I report on state politics throughout the state of Nevada. We'll be expanding and adding a reporter in Clark County, which is Las Vegas, the largest county.
Yeah.
In the state, and I'll be operating from Northern Nevada as I'll be covering the legislature, which convenes on February 6th. And thankfully in Nevada, our legislature only meets every 2 years, which is fantastic because they can't do any damage. They only do damage every 2 years. Unfortunately, Nevada suffers from a split government. And what I mean by that is we did bounce Sisolak out of office this last time around, who was a Democrat, your typical lefty Democrat. We bounced him. He shut down our state, causing 30% unemployment during the pandemic, and we're still scraping our way out of that. And we elected one of the few Republican governors throughout the country in November by the name of Sheriff Joe Lombardo. And Sheriff Joe Lombardo has some big plans, but unfortunately he has to have the blessing of the Democratic majority in the legislature, and they are not willing. You know, I scoff at bipartisanship these days because Democrats aren't about bipartisanship, they're about power. And we've seen how they've completely torn down this country. Before we went to break, you were mentioning that. They have torn down this country because they despise this country. And the Democrats in the Nevada legislature are exactly like the Democrats as you see in D.C. They will do everything they can. Mm-hmm. They will speak out of one side of their mouth, and they'll say, well, we just want to help the American people. And at the same time, they pass taxes that get in the way of businesses and the American people. So thankfully, we do have a Republican governor because he does have a veto pen, and I'm assuming he's going to need a lot of ink.
Well, and Lombardo has been a force there in Nevada, and this is why he was elected governor. And so we wish him Godspeed and support that, because the headwinds are heavy against him. There's no doubt about it, Megan. And I was at an event when I was at the SHOT Show last week, and, Lombardo was front and center. In fact, he was awarded recognition, for all his great work that he's done, especially for human trafficking. So he is one of the good guys, and I hope that he can build up a constituency and do some great things for Nevadans, because you're exactly right. I mean, the left is so ideologically fixed like they are across the country, and it's not about science, it's not about the facts, it is about their agenda solely, 100% and full stop. That's That's what we're dealing with. They say they want to talk and that they're interested in differing views, and then they're shocked when they realize that there are differing views, right?
Right, and they're not only shocked when they hear different views, they consider those views so dangerous and violent that they must be censored. And so they're, you know, this
exactly.
is the Communist Manifesto. They aren't
right.
engaged in debate. They aren't engaged in the free thought of a free society. They aren't engaged in a free press. They're the antithesis of freedom. And so Joe Lombardo
exactly.
does have a fight on his hands, and I think he's going to realize relatively quickly that they aren't bipartisan. He had he delivered, and you can read this mm-hmm. at NevadaGlobe.com, he delivered his State of the State speech last week, and I was in attendance in the press box. And I wrote about it very candidly, as I usually do, that it was long mm-hmm. on optimism and short on reality. But he's going to mm-hmm. realize very quickly the reality that is sitting in front of him with a Democratic majority, because this Democratic majority aren't JFK
right.
Democrats. Absolutely not. They are
no.
union activist radicals that have little or no
right.
experience
well,
working in the private sector.
Right. Well, it starts with a vision, Megan Barth, and he's got to pound that drumbeat, that vision, and build up a constituency that can see, you know, the hope, the possibilities, and begin to see reality. But there's no doubt. I mean, when you have somebody like Donald Trump, for example, that gave us four winning years, and you know, because of the media, the complicity of the media, the FBI, like you and I talked about, social media, their full involvement, 100% commitment to Joe Biden and Democratic policies, somehow the election, you know, went their way. And here we've been in 2 years of misery. I don't know what got into the minds of the people. This is why I cannot believe the outcome of the 2020 election, even to this day, is that here we were winning. Yes, Donald Trump may be an irritant, and maybe you didn't like his personality. But doggone it, you know, it's like somebody wrote, they tweeted out, they said, you know, I miss the mean tweets and groceries on the shelves. You know, bring back the mean tweets. You know, it's you know, there's a clear contrast between the presidency of Joe Biden and Donald Trump. We were winning under Donald Trump, and the majority of the American people, they want to tell us and get us to believe, didn't want to win anymore, and we wanted to be a bunch of losers.
Yeah, and I mean, we just saw, I mean, Donald Trump has thrown his hat into the 2024 campaign. He did it early. He's been relatively mm-hmm. quiet, you know, very early to really start campaigning and doing rallies. But we saw what happened in Arizona. And we're still witnessing all the lawsuits going back and forth. Our election system is broken by design, by democratic design. And
exactly.
so, you know, if we expect to elect ever again a Republican president, there needs to be stronger state actions in fortifying elections. I was looking at some statistics from doing some research and realized that only 8 states in our country require voter ID, or have strict voter ID laws, rather. And one of them surprised me. It was Wisconsin. And what Wisconsin did in order to get over the ruse that Democrats basically say, the soft bigotry of expectations, where people of color can't get ID, okay? That's somehow, you know, requiring people of color to have an ID is somehow racist.
What an insult to people of color, right?
What Wisconsin did in order to get over that route is they used state money to provide voter IDs. What a concept.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather have
yes.
my federal tax dollars or my state tax dollars go to a voter ID than I would to really, quite honestly, anything else. I mean, forget the pothole on the street right now. Use that money to give someone an ID that doesn't have one.
Yes. And then see what happens to America. See if we can start to get this country back on track.
Watch what happens to the Democratic Party. They will I will guarantee.
Exactly.
I will guarantee you they will hold it.
Brains will explode.
Problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. More economic news today. The U.S. fourth quarter gross domestic product report will offer an idea of the economy at the end of the year, in which consumers and businesses face the highest inflation in 40 years and a very fast rise in interest rates. The 3 months from October to December capped a year of economic cool down. Last year, consumers spent at a slower pace, employers pulled back on hiring, and the housing market weakened. An asteroid the size of a delivery truck will whiz past the Earth on Thursday night, one of the closest such encounters ever recorded. NASA insists it will be a near miss with no chance of the asteroid hitting Earth. NASA said Wednesday, this newly discovered asteroid will zoom 2,200 miles above the southern tip of South America. That's 10 times closer than a portion of the communication satellites circling overhead. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The America, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, while some aspects of life have returned to normal since the height of the COVID-19, the blood donation rate has not, leading to more frequent supply shortages. Vitalant's blood donor base has dropped by about 20% since 2019, and the nonprofit organization has also experienced a severe drop in blood donations from business blood drives, as many people now work remotely. These worrisome trends, coupled with severe weather, winter weather forcing blood drives to cancel, and historic flu levels keeping many doctors at home, can lead to blood shortages that could threaten patient care. I say doctors, I meant many. It's keeping many donors at home, which is leading to blood shortages. On this is National Blood Donor Month, by the way, and Cliff Newmark is going to be joining us from Vitalant, the nation's largest nonprofit independent blood services provider. He'll be here to talk about the state of the blood supply, why blood donations are so important right now, and how to donate. Cliff, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
How often is donated blood needed, and who needs blood, Cliff?
Yeah, every 2 seconds, a patient in the U.S. needs blood, a blood transfusion, whether it's planned treatment, hip replacement, knee replacement, or an emergency. So patients who need it could be a trauma patient, a surgery patient, those battling cancer, and those who are living with a disease, a blood disease, like sickle cell anemia. many folks who are in the hospital will need blood, and that's why we need people to donate.
What is the nation's blood supply? What's it looking like right now?
Right now, Vitalant is experiencing an emergency blood shortage. So the blood supply for about 900 hospitals nationwide recently dipped to its lowest level in a year. And the most transfused blood type, type O, recently dipped to its lowest level in 3 years. And it's actually currently being rationed to hospitals, making it increasingly difficult to find an adequate supply for every patient who needs it. So we're in a very difficult time right now.
Well, there is a sense of urgency, no doubt, when you see and understand that the supply is down. And like you said, we need blood every 2 seconds. I mean, that's a high demand on a product that seems to be moving in the wrong direction. As I say, moving in the wrong direction, the supply is not there right now.
That's correct. I mean, this is patient care that's reliant on volunteers. Hospitals need blood for patients every single day, and the only source for that raw material, that blood that's needed for patient care, is a human being that volunteers. And that's what our challenge is, to try to get the word out, to let people know, especially at this time. We need folks to show up, those who haven't donated in a while, those who donate regularly, and those who've never donated before. We need all those folks to show up so that we can help save lives and there isn't a disruption to patient care.
Well, we're talking to Cliff Newmark, Senior Vice President for Vitalant, nation's largest nonprofit independent blood donation organization. Cliff, why are the winter months so problematic in when it comes to the collection of blood?
Yeah, the first thing is that the holidays are really difficult for us because people do other things. They go and spend time with family. They go on vacation. And we need to get people to get blood. The hospitals need blood every single day. Donors need to get blood every single day. So the holidays are difficult. And then on top of that, during the winter months, you've got winter weather, whether it's flooding in California or snowstorms in the East Coast. You've got winter weather, and then you have basically sickness, flu, colds, COVID. All of those things combined make it really difficult for us to provide blood to patients in need.
Well, and it's got to be tough for the organization because, like our blood flowing, we want a steady flow. And when you have an interruption in the flow, I'm talking about people, donors coming in to donate their blood, and then all of a sudden you've got a heavy impact. That puts a lot of stress on your, on your workers there, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we make very difficult decisions, sometimes really critical decisions, when we have only so much blood available in certain locations, and we have to make very difficult choices about how much blood to send, how to talk to doctors about the utilization of their blood. So when the supply gets very tight, things get very, very difficult. And if in certain circumstances, we could even potentially postpone or delay or surgery. So that's terrible. If you're undergoing surgery or you have a planned surgery, it's a tragedy for you, and you want that to happen, and we don't want to have blood, a lack of availability of blood, to impact that patient care.
Cliff, are there certain blood types more in demand than others?
Yes, the most important, we need all blood types, no question. We are an emergency blood shortage. We need all people to give blood. That said, O blood is O negative. It can be used for any patient. O positive use for all the positive blood types, and O is typically used in traumas. When they don't have time to type the patient, they'll typically give O negative and sometimes O positive. So that's why O, if you're an O donor, we absolutely need you to show up to help a patient in need.
Cliff, explain to us the importance of a convalescent plasma. We're starting to hear more about that.
Yeah, so during the pandemic, when the pandemic first started, there weren't very many treatments available, and literally patients who had COVID were dying. So one of the things that has been used historically since the flu of 1918 that is actually taking plasma from people who've recovered from a disease, and once you recover from the disease, you produce antibodies, and using that plasma to transfuse to those patients who are currently suffering. And so there was a lot of research that was done for convalescent plasma, a lot of studies. It was initially one of the few treatments available. What we found is that with convalescent plasma, after someone who's had the vaccine, and has sufficient number of antibodies, can help in certain circumstances a patient in need. So that is one of the treatments that's used in certain circumstances today. But plasma overall is we draw plasma from a regular blood donation. So when you give blood, you give red cells, you also give plasma. So whether it's plasma for regular transfusions, burn victims, surgery, or in some instances, convalescent plasma that we sort is being used to help patients.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that your daily donations that you need are 5,000 blood donations and platelet donations as well. Explain to the audience the difference between blood and platelet donations.
Sure. So red blood cells, when you're typically giving a regular blood donation, which procedure lasts about an hour, the actual blood draw is about 10 to 15 minutes, we take that blood donation, separate out into red blood cells and plasma. When you give platelets, it's a longer procedure. The whole time in is about 2 hours or so. The platelet draws about 2 hours. And what we're doing is we're taking only the platelets, which is a component of blood, from the patient. And those platelets are used for clotting, and typically it's certainly used in surgery, but it's oftentimes used about half the time, half of the platelets are used for cancer patients. So it's a longer procedure. You can donate more frequently. You can donate every week, but it's used, principally, significantly used for treatment of cancer patients.
Now, Cliff, can people give blood after getting a flu or a COVID vaccine?
Yeah, there's no waiting period to giving blood after getting a U.S.-approved and authorized COVID vaccine or a flu vaccine. No problem. They can come in and donate.
Excellent. We've been talking with Cliff Newmark, Senior Vice President for Vitalant, the nation's largest nonprofit independent blood service. Cliff, where can our listeners go for more information?
Sure. They can go to vitalant.org, VITALANT.org, or call 877-25-VITAL, or download our app, the Vitalant app, in the Google Play Store or the Apple Store.
Cliff Newmark, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Every day we invest in what matters to us, from coffee to a stick of gum to drive-thru. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most. Issues of faith, movies, entertainment, geared to expand your awareness and motivate you to go deeper into these important topics so you can own your knowledge and exercise your critical thinking in order to bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of Bill Martinez Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Every gift, your gift of any size, matters. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. Happy Thursday. Bill Martinez here. Evie Bear Carroll joins us now. It's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. Imagine that. She is the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie, how are we doing?
Doing well.
Everybody's accounted for?
I mean, kids
are okay. Nobody's painting. Nobody's painting each other up or cutting hair or doing anything.
They may be, but I'm on this call, so who knows? No, they're getting ready.
Yeah, that's right.
It's early here, so everybody's getting ready and getting on their outfits.
Well, good for them, and you're hugged onto the phone talking to me, so tell them Uncle Bill's here, so behave yourselves. You know, you don't want to do anything. I certainly don't want to contribute to anything exciting, that's for sure. I mean, hey, look, I think the worst so far that's happened between me and you is one of the kids painted the other kids, but nobody did any hair cutting or anything like that. And maybe that's just something to look forward to down the road, huh?
I know. We don't have any.
There's just something about kids.
Everybody always has that story, right, where they cut their hair and it looks horrible. So I'll wait.
Exactly. Well, make sure that when that happens, you send me a picture because it'll be in. And not that I'm prophesying anything, by no means. I just, sometimes I have to enjoy these things vicariously through your young family. So I appreciate you sharing it with me. Hey, speaking of which, let's talk about Kevin Sorbo's new movie, Left Behind, The Rise of the Antichrist. This is a Fathom event. Going to be on the big screen for 4 nights. It actually starts today, and we definitely want to support this movie because, like all things that that work with Fathom, you know, if you're hitting the ball out of the park, you know, they'll expand. And I mean, just to show you the initial impact of this, it's going to be in 1,500 screens, and as you know, usually somewhere around 700-800, 2,000 plus has been the number that The Chosen has been able to break through, and this is going to be a very, very powerful movie. In fact, fact, Jerry Jenkins himself, of course, who he and Tim LaHaye were responsible for the Left Behind book series, as you'll recall, said that this is the best of the Left Behind movies that he's witnessed. So that's quite the endorsement.
Oh, it really is. Well, this is nice because it's got a good team of people. It's got Kevin Sorbo, it's got Neil McDonough, it's got Corbin Bernstein, and then it also has Sam Sorbo, and it's nice to see them together. Sam
yes.
Sorbo's a force in herself because she's very into the homeschool movement, and she's very vocal about the good, the true, and the beautiful, all things in life. And so, you know, this movie's interesting because they kind of poke a little bit of fun at what happened in the last 2 years. Because in the movie, everybody's instructed to stay home and shutdowns are needed. And, you know, it's kind of the end of the world situation. And so, as we know from these Left Behinds that what's going to happen, you know, we kind of know because we've seen those other ones. But it's fun that that, you know, they've remade it. They have a new, you know, cast. And it's, you know, there are some people who say, you know, they believe differently and theologically, but if you take it for something, you know, that's fun and also has, you know, positive elements of Christianity, then that's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, the fact of the matter is, who really knows for sure, Evie?
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, we know in part, we prophesy in part. Hey, your idea is just as valid, but this gets people thinking. That, hey, look at the signs are here biblically that says that America is heading down this road to the final chapter of the book of Revelations, okay? And, I mean, to the degree, even Billy Graham, who very rarely ever commented on anything that dealt in the realm of the prophetic, because it was all about evangelism for him. And before he passed, he was asked, he goes, you know, Dr. Graham, where are we? You know, are these the last days? And he said, these are the last of the last days. So even
wow.
from his spiritual perspective, he was seeing that we're drawing nigh. And that's the thing that I see repeatedly with people is instinctively, I mean, they may be staunch atheists in that, but it's amazing when something of a, something incredible occurs in their venue, instinctively, where do they look? They don't look down. They look up. And I think that's quite telling that even their atheism cannot keep them from their natural instincts, which are God designed and God given.
Yes, you're totally right. When people are in, you know, a harmful situation or a horrible situation, you know, they either turn towards God or turn away. And so, you know, we've had some very interesting times these last 2 years, 2.5 years. Maybe it's coming on 3 years, right?
Right.
And so,
yes.
You know, it's interesting to kind of watch this type of movie, Left Behind, Rise of the Antichrist, and, you know, reflect on what's going on and you know.
So. Yeah. Well, and I think between this movie, you know, the Rise of the Antichrist, the Bible says there will be many antichrists. There have been many antichrists. And these are all, you know, prequels. And to give us, you know, I guess, to reinforce the idea that, hey, look at, there are these antithetical forces. I mean, God knew that there would always, I mean, you know, this is the devil's realm, and there's these antithetical forces that do not want you to bow your knee to Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth. They want your knee bowed to them. And this is the ongoing fight. And fortunately, God in his grace and mercy sent his son and has left us with the Holy Spirit, you know, to guide us home. And, you know, and we need to continue to fight this good fight to understand that, hey, in the end, Evie, the great news is we win. We
right.
win. And that's the opportunity for all of God's creation to be on the winning team. And so, you know, it's your choice. But all these signs that are happening, they're by design. And they just like the infrastructure of the earth, the way God had designed it and set everything in motion. This is why it's so laughable when you got Al Gore and all these these self-appointed you know, world governments who think they know better. But hey, this is the deal, you know. So no surprise, this is where we're heading. So hang on, But you need to hang on to the right garment, okay? Mm-hmm. Like the gal with the issue of blood, she just knew she could only just hang on, just touch, you know, the fringe of Jesus' garment, you know, anything. You know, that's what we need to do, is continue to be faithful and do what he's called us to do. So anyway, be encouraged. This movie, again, is going to be out for 4 days and starting today. Get your tickets and enjoy Left Behind, The Rise of the Antichrist. And I look forward to, you know, some interesting new conversations that will result from this movie, right?
Yes, exactly. Take a friend. See what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Get the conversation going. You have a lot to talk about when you sit down for coffee together. Anne Hathaway, she's talking about, there's a thrilling, I mean, the word thrilling is used in the same sentence for the new Princess Diaries.
I think so.
Should know about.
I would say, maybe not you, maybe not you. This is a movie that I grew up with, and it's a good movie because it talked about, you know, etiquette and doing the right thing and presenting yourself well. Mm. Okay,
I want you to know that I liked the movie. I mean, it's not, you know, I thought it was, you know, just for those reasons that you're talking about, bringing back some civility and understanding, you know, for, you know, young girls and even young men, for example, to realize that, hey, there is a civil and a better way to live and consideration here, you know, as opposed to just walking around with your pants hanging off the back of your buttocks and thinking that you're too sexy for your pants or whatever.
Yeah, and I'm not going to call out the millennials or the Gen Z's. Hey, I'm there in that age frame, so the millennial age frame. So this might be a good thing to watch. But, no, so they're going to make another one, and Julie Andrews is still thinking about participating, and she's, you know, you know, she's a legend. She's done well with her career. And,
yes.
One of the best movies ever made.
And she's
Sound of Music. So.
And she's aged well as well, I would say.
Yes. Yes, she has.
Now, Julie Andrews.
As everybody probably knows, she had her voice work, and so she couldn't sing, and so that was very sad on her because she. And I actually interviewed her for one of these movies, and she was singing a little bit in the movie, and it was the first time ever that she was singing again after all voice. You know, I think she had a voice surgery because she had a problem. So.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. When people sing as much as she does, you know, it's typical that they get, you know, nodules on their vocal cords or, and I don't know what to do. I don't recall exactly what was going on. But this is not, it's not unusual, but still, very, you know, painful psychologically on many levels. I mean, this is who you are and what you identify as a singer. And all of a sudden to have your voice quieted, you know, now we're back to Ariel, right? Under the sea.
Yeah.
And what happens there when she loses her voice, right? Yeah. I'm sorry, I channeled my Disney there for just a moment. Only because we're talking movies. Well, you also say there's a report here that media discernment is needed. Excessive amount of screen time is negatively affecting cognitive development in teens. We got about half a minute left here, so I'll let you wrap it up.
Exactly. It says 97% of teens feel bad every single day, you know, feel worse about themselves every single day, just on their phones. And we've talked about this a lot, but it's just remember to put on those monitors for yourself and for your kids, because it really can lead to a lot of depression. And so just remember to monitor those things.
Exactly. Well, that's amazing. That kind of high percentage, incredible. Evie Bear Carroll from Movie Guide TV. Thank you, Evie. Have a great day.
The power grid. Thanks for having me.
Generate your own supply of off-grid electricity. This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi.